The United States Treasury Department presents the world-famous saxophonist Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra in Contrasting Music.
Good evening, folks. This is Jimmy Dorsey up at the plate again, pinch hitting for Brother Tommy, who is following the doctor's orders and taking a good rest. For the next half hour, you're going to hear a program dedicated to the United States Treasury Department through the cooperation of the Blue Network and Mr. James C. Petrilla, President of the American Federation of Musicians. Tommy is listening in tonight, so we're going to try and do a good job that he'll be proud of. Our first number is Moonlight on the Ganges.
Get your best horse and buggy and the whip going, because here comes Bob Everly to drive us from Moonlight on the Ganges way out to the state of Nevada.
We lived a dream by a blue mountain stream in Nevada. Millions of stars were exclusively ours that night. Your heart was part of my heart in the heart of Nevada. Two lips divine were so willingly mine that night. There on our hilltop with nothing but heaven around us, we lost ourselves in a heavenly moonbeam till sunrise found us. We found fell in love, oh so madly in love, in Nevada. We lived a dream by a blue mountain stream that
Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra playing for you tonight on behalf of the United States Treasury Department. Say, here comes Billy Pritchard. Reveal a sudden little fact that you can't get stuff in your cup.
Sam says they gotta go, and when he says, that's all, Jack, that's all, don't you know? Still, there's one thing you don't have to worry about, whatever else is on your mind. When you hang your trousers up, this is what you'll find. Boy, can't get stuff in your cup, can't get stuff in your cup, can't get stuff in your cup. 'Cause you got no cuffs to get stuff in. Can't get a crease in your pleats. Can't get a crease in your pleats. Can't get a crease in your pleats. 'Cause you got no pleats to get a crease in. No more suit suits, no more reed pleats, no more nothing. Right soon there's gonna be not much meat and little mutton. Can't get stuff in your cup. Can't get stuff in your cup. Can't get stuff in your cup. 'Cause you got no cuffs to get stuff in. No more zoot suits, no more reed pleats, no more nothing. Right soon there's gonna be not much meat and little mutton. Nothing!
Where are you going to be after the war is over? What are you going to do? Those are questions which are looming larger and more important in the minds of every one of us as our fighting men march forward on the battlefields. But we know, too, our individual futures after the war is over depend first of all on who wins the war. We at home can help to settle this first, most important question. And two, we can help to decide our own individual futures after the war by putting every possible dollar into war bonds regularly. The money we put into war bonds now, the money we lend our government when we buy war bonds, is used by our government to provide our fighting men with more of the tools they need to fight and win our war. And your war bonds, while they are helping to win the war, also are marching toward financial security for you. In only 10 years, your war bonds will mature and come back to you $4 for every three you invest now. For victory for all of us. For financial security for each of us. Increase your investment regularly in war bonds. The people's bonds.
Finally found a fella, almost completely divine. But his vocabulary, it's killing this romance of mine. We get into an intimate situation, and then begins his character's conversation. He says murder, he says. Every time we kiss, he says murder, he says. At a time like this, he says murder, he says. Is that the language of love? He says solid, he says. Takes me in his arms and says solid, he says. Meaning all my charms, he says solid, he says. Is that the language of love? He says chick, chick, you talk to me soon. Are we living? I'm thinking of leaving him flat. He says dig, dig, he jumps. The old ticker is given. He can talk plainer than that. He says murder, he says. Every time we kiss, he says murder, he says. At a time like this, and that murder, he says. In that impossible tone, well, bring on nobody's murder but his own. Now, babe, we're cooking and other expressions to wit. He says we're in the groove and the groove is good looking. Sounds like his uppers don't fit. He says, mm-mm. When he likes my hat, he says, now what the heck is that? And that murder, he says, in that impossible tone. Well, bring on nobody's murder.
There you have Kitty Callan revealing that it's murder, he says. But she doesn't stray far from our blue microphones here in New York, because here she comes back with Bob Eberly to sing that romantic ballad of the day, You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To.
Stars chill by the winter.
under an August moon burning above. You'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home.
Romance is fostered in song by Kitty Callan and Bob Everly. You'd be so nice to come home to. Now here's the Jimmy Dorsey special. A nice little instrumental number that you will like to roll back the carpets with. The 1 o'clock jump. You gotta see that to know what it's all about. Well, friends, you've been listening to Jimmy Dorsey, Bob Everly, and Kitty Callan, the whole gang entertaining you tonight. It's been 25 minutes of music dedicated to the United States Treasury Department. Brother Tommy will be back probably next week, so be sure to listen. This is Don Gardner speaking for Jimmy Dorsey, who has been pinch-hitting for his brother Tommy and saying goodnight. And don't forget that every war bond you buy brings our boys one day closer back home. Buy them every day, payday. You've done your bit, now do your best. So from the Café Rouge in the Hotel Pennsylvania, New York City, we bid you all good night.